places like Suicide Action or TRACOM before going to the hospital?
I think it varies from person to person, and I think it's what people are comfortable with and what they feel they need. I think sometimes the level of, you know, distress is so high that maybe the best thing is for them to go to the hospital.
Okay.
Because right there you're going to have doctors, you're going to have a psychiatrist on call, you've got a psychiatric nurse usually, so they can do a different kind of assessment. They might say, well, you need some kind of medication right away, or, you know, that kind of thing. Whereas if you're calling the crisis center or Suicide Action, they're going to be able to give you kind of emotional support, social support, but they won't be able to give you the medical.
Okay. Part two of my question is, how will you get long-term support from that? Now, you touched on that a bit. Could you elaborate?
Okay. I don't know for everyone. I know, let's say, with UpHouse, everyone that comes to UpHouse already has a support team in place. So they know that they have, like, it might be two or three people, it might be five or six people, but they can get in touch with those people. That's their long-term team. For us, we don't really have people at UpHouse as members who don't have any support team whatsoever. When someone comes like that, what we try to do is to refer them to a CLSC. That's kind of the porte d'entrée. That's the way to begin in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it comes through the family doctor.
Okay.
And sometimes, especially if you're going through emergency, if they feel that it's necessary, they'll start to build a team for you. They'll say, well, you should be coming back and be followed up for your medication or whatever in a week, 2 weeks. And then sometimes you become part of the system there.
Okay, thank you. I have another question. What are the services offered at the Resource Center at the Jewish General Hospital?
This is a new project that UpHouse is partnering with the Jewish General Hospital, with the psychiatry department. It's called Volunteering in Partnership. And what it is a resource center, like you said, and it's on the first floor as you come into the Family Institute. What it's going to be is something that will hopefully, they want to change the feeling of the milieu, that it's more welcoming, that people feel more comfortable coming in. It's going to be a place where people can get information about all kinds of services. If someone is wondering about a food bank or a crisis center or UpHouse, some place to go during the day to do activities, there'll be pamphlets. There'll also be computers that people could do research on. And we're going to be the volunteers. The members at UpHouse are going to be the volunteers at the beginning anyway at this resource center. And they'll be helping people kind of figure out what services would be helpful to them. It's not a clinical kind of intervention, so we're just more welcoming than anything else.
And I have a... Is it available to everyone, even if you're not a patient at the Jewish General Hospital?
It's a really good question. It's such a new program, and I've met with the committee that's organizing this once, and it's something that we haven't even thought to ask yet. So it's something that I'll bring to them and we'll talk about. I think when they were first kind of considering this, it was to create a new approach within the Jewish General for their patients. But I think you, when we were talking before, you brought some good ideas of UpHouse is going to be coming as volunteers, and we have people that are served by many hospitals. So then the word starts to spread, and maybe there's other people that are going to come to this resource center. So it's something that I'll bring and we'll talk about.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you coming to talk to us today at Radio Up.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Danny Brown, reporter à Radio-Canada, et vous écoutez Radio Up, www.radio-op.org.